Ms. Transit, you might as well see you trying to run away so fast.
No.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the Milwaukee Transport Services, Inc. management changes. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this morning, as we had talked about earlier, Anita has decided to retire. Her last day would be March 31st of this year. And earlier this year, they did go through a succession plan with us and let us know that should this type of thing happen, they had planned to move Lloyd Grant, who currently is the deputy director.
Will you please stand?
No.
Well, Justin, well, mix that one. Mix.
he would be named as president of the Milwaukee Transport Service, Inc. And Mr. Mike Juno.
Is Mr. Mike Juno in it? Will you please stand? Hi, Mr. President. How you doing?
All right. Okay. They both currently work for MCTS and have been doing a terrific job. Mr. Juno's been with the organization for about 30 years, and Mr. Grant's been with the system for 26 years, and I think they'll continue the hard work that Anita has put forth, and certainly her services are going to be missed. I've enjoyed every minute working with her, and she's been a pleasure to work with, and her staff has been a pleasure to work with. So we hope that that cooperation continues.
Okay. Before I hand it over to Selena Bukowski, I'd like a few words. I have one more request before March 31st. Can you find out, I know that they say there's no transit cuts in a 011 budget, but they say there's going to be a 10% cut within Milwaukee Transit in 012. And find out how it's going to affect Milwaukee County in 2013 when they put the transit funding to the general fund. And there's some concerns. And how will that affect us with our federal dollars once you start blending those two together? Okay? Supervisor Burkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to compliment Ms. Conley. I came back to this committee, and she has been very, very good as far as calling prior to the committee meetings, all of us, keeping the communication lines open. I'm grateful for that. Mr. Grant, who just walked in, and I guess he's going to remain president.
No, he's vice president.
Oh, he's vice president. has picked up the mantle, and I appreciate that. So thank you for being proactive and calling. I will selfishly say that I'm going to miss Mr. Juno in his current position, and I'm happy for him in his promotion. But I personally considered Mr. Juno my go-to guy because I didn't necessarily want to bother Anita or Lloyd, and Mike was always there for me, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to miss him in that position, and we'll hope that his replacement can also be that go-to person. Thank you.
So Ms. Harris?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Chairman. Anita, it's been a pleasure working with you in the short time that I've been here. So I was really sad to hear that you were leaving, and I do appreciate you taking the time when I first started on to meet with me and prepare information that I needed for my district. So you're going to be missed. So
thanks
for your service. Thanks.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.